Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio this evening is Jamila Lowry of Coaching with Jamila. Jamila, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm great, and thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. We were just having a really engaging conversation before the mic went on, and I know that you are one of several speakers that will be on the stage and providing great information at Obiama Martin's Women Supporting Women Weekend of Empowerment, which is Friday, March 24th through Sunday, March 27th. So, Jamila, don't keep us in suspense. What are you going to be sharing with all of the attendees that weekend?
Well, Fran, I'm so excited. I will be talking about the Lifeline Success Experience, which will be helping people to simply self-identify as well as find out who they are and what they have to offer the world.
Okay, so a Lifeline Experience?
Lifeline Success Experience.
Okay, Lifeline Success Experience. Now, that is a very intriguing title. Tell me, how did you come up with that title, and maybe what are one or two nuggets that you're going to share? Of course, don't give them all away, because I want folks to show up at the weekend. But tell us about the title and give us one or two nuggets.
So the Lifeline Success Experience actually is one of my workbooks, and what we do, we simply identify what life is to us. I mean, we all have a lifetime. We're only going to be here for so much time, right? So we have to live it out, and we want to be successful while we're here. So I'm going to kind of talk about that. I'm going to help people to get there and self-identify. We're going to talk about life. We're going to address career goals and business. And that's one of the things that I enjoy the most. So I focus my workbook on it, and we're going to show everybody how to do it.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to, if when folks attend your workshop, they'll actually get access to a workbook, and they'll be able to follow along and take some notes, think about, and put into action some of the information that you're sharing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Wow, that is definitely a value add. Now, Jamila, take us back. How did you get involved in starting your business? What were some of the early things perhaps in your life that put you on the path of entrepreneurship?
Well, I would say really working really hard for other companies really made me say, hey, you can do this on your own. In my experience, I've been an administrator, I've been a technologist, I've ran IT departments, which, you know, you feel like, hey, if I can get this done and make this person's business successful, all businesses start as a process, a thought process, a goal for someone else. If I can actually do this on my own, I mean, I do it every day. I walk into the office, I'm on time. I'm up on the messages. I call people back. I handle the marketing. I could do this for myself. And I was totally convinced. I jumped out on a ledge there and did it and made it happen.
Wow. So from corporate America to running your own organization, that's a story that in some ways a lot of people are afraid to do. They sort of think that, well, I'm just going to start out on my own because I have a good idea. But what I hear you saying is you work for someone else, you built those skills, and then you said, hey, I'm ready to do this for myself. What advice do you have for people when they're thinking about starting their own business?
My biggest piece of advice is to stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize. Really say, hey, if you worked hard, if you work a 9-to-5 right now, and you're going to go into business for yourself, the key is continue to have that drive. Continue to work like you're working for someone else. Continue to have the same exact drive, stay on schedule, and get the job done as if you reported to a boss. Actually, you should write a note to yourself every day and say, hey, I was able to get these things done. Report to your boss. Always remember that you have to go. You have to keep your job, and even more so when you're working for yourself. And that's kind of one of the neat tricks that I do to keep myself, you know, really moving forward.
Wow, that's a good philosophy. I mean, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that sometimes these people get that big contract and think, okay, I have it made. Let me buy that fancy car, that big house.
Right.
And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's one of the things I think we continue to get a little lax and we start making, you know, we skip that $50,000 contract and get another $20,000 contract the next week. And we find ourselves saying, hey, I'm okay now. I can go ahead and buy a nicer car. I can live differently. But you have to continue to maintain your lifestyle this way that you were when you were working your 9-to-5. Don't let the money excite you. Put it in a bank, invest it. Try to make it over, double it, triple it. Remember, you may not get a contract next month or next year. So you have to spread that out. That's the accounting side of running your own business, being fiscally responsible. And that's one of the things I think entrepreneurs, we get a little too involved and we spend too much money and we're not fiscally responsible. So working with entrepreneurs is one of the things that I try to make sure that they keep in mind above everything else is staying fiscally responsible. So that's one of the main things that keeps you being able to be an entrepreneur and going.
Wow, that's really, really very relevant. And I think staying on that topic of entrepreneurship, during the weekend of empowerment, folks are going to be able to, or attendees are going to be able to, see a lot of different types of entrepreneurs in different settings. On Friday night, you'll be able to see fashion and hair, glamour, and even comedians in terms of entrepreneurship, and you'll have a chance to shop and talk with people that have made the plunge, that have been in business a while, and actually have products and services to sell to the public. And then on Saturday, as you mentioned, you will be one of the speakers, and there will be a number of what Obiama is calling master classes on business, health, finance, and leadership. And then Saturday night, there's the Gold Ball, and there will be a celebration of different honorees. And then on Sunday, there will be a prayer breakfast, Office Pavilion, and even more shopping. So if folks want to see Jenoa in, you know, sort of in her zone, doing her thing, sharing her wisdom, they really should sign up at www.weekendofempowerment.eventbrite.com. Now, Jenoa, you had an interesting story of how you met Obiama. Would you share that story with the audience? Because I think it speaks to both your spirit and energy as well as Obiama's.
Oh, so I met Obiama at another event, another empowerment event. I was asked to speak there, and it was last minute. We weren't prepared as we should have been, and I kind of had to jump in and speak to this group of ladies. And one of the topics that I really talked about was transitioning from an administrative assistant, coming from being a rapper, into a speaker, and how interesting it was when, you know, people, I was prejudged. People looked at me and said, hey, you're a businesswoman. You have to dress this way. You have to speak this way. And I always said, you know, I'm going to remain who I am. This is who I am. This is what I do. I love music. I love performing. I love, you know, I love the business as well, and I believe I can just continue to stay myself. So getting out there and talking to those ladies and really getting them, I think I touched some hearts out there and really said, hey, you know, you can be yourself, and you can be a successful entrepreneur. You can be yourself, and you can sell products. You can be yourself and get advice, and to see the faces light up and the interaction of the crowd, like, they were excited to know that, hey, this regular woman, just like me, is out here doing something and making a difference, and she hasn't changed a thing. I don't need a class on big public speaking to get out there to speak and share my wisdom. I can get out there. There are people out there who understand you and who you are. Everything is not for everybody, but we all have our own target audience, and that's what matters. And that's what I found when I met Obiama. I actually said, wow. You know, she said, wow, they really enjoyed what she had to say, and she really enjoyed what I had to say. And we found ourselves lost in conversation at the table, and we were like, wow, everything is for a reason. So although it was just kind of last minute, we were thrown in, we did have a great conversation, and we connected right then and there. And I had my teenage daughter with me. So that helped a lot, and we kind of really hit it off, and here I am.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. And, again, it really speaks to Obiama's style. She really is all about women empowering women. And one of the ways that women can empower each other is by listening, by being open to other stories, and by sharing. And so I love the fact that you will be sharing more about your journey. And if I heard you correctly, administrative assistant, rapper, and entrepreneur. That's a very interesting trajectory, not, I would say, the traditional one, which is kind of cool. What are some lessons that you've learned as a rapper that, you know, are definitely applicable as a businesswoman and an entrepreneur?
Well, that rap and hip-hop is music is business. It's all business, and what kept me successful is I treated it that way. You know, I have children, I'm a mom, you know, I have a husband, I have a wife, and as a rapper, you know, I am probably just the most outrageous as they get, but I knew where to draw the line and to continue to draw that line and keep it as professional as possible. And really staying and understanding that it's music and it's a business. I treat it just like I do my actual company. You know, I'm there on time. I show up to concerts and rehearsals and, you know, recording sessions and everything on time. I don't have excess people walking in and out of the studio. You know, just to carry myself professionally, to be a professional writer, to be a professional rapper, to be in the eye of the limelight, you know, to really get there and to get people to respect me, because in that industry, respect is hard to come by. So what I had to do is remain professional at all times, no matter what I was doing, no matter the situation. You know, and I've traveled all over the world, but I always kept in mind that, hey, this is just business. It's just business. When I step out of this character, and I go by the name Nina Capone, but when I step out of that character, I have to go back to Jamila Lari and remain Jamila Lari for, you know, the business side of it when I'm signing contracts or when I'm doing an interview. I need to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm crystal clear and other people view me as a businesswoman and not just, you know, some rapper. So it's a challenge, but it's really, as long as you don't let it cross, you'll be fine, you know.
Wow, that totally makes sense. So balancing roles, wife, mother, businesswoman, what are sort of some lessons learned in doing that? You've shared some of that, but I'm wondering, there may be women who are listening and saying, you know, I'm really having trouble figuring out how to allocate all the time that my kids need and the time that I need to sort of be healthy mentally and physically and spiritually. And then all bits of business, almost like a baby needs. So, you know, what's one of the things that you do to kind of maintain that balance?
Well, one of the main things is to include my family in the business. This is a business that has my name on it, but my husband is my partner. My daughters, who are 21 and 17, play a huge factor in the graphical side as well as the administrative side of my business. So we're all heavily involved. I continue to explain, even when they were younger and unable to participate as much, but this is a business for them. I believe in passing, you know, the torch and teaching them every aspect of the business. So when I'm no longer able to perform the role of the CEO, it gets passed along to one of my daughters, who will happily take on that role and not only understand the business, but be able to operate at the level that I do now. So I think educating them and keeping them involved and keeping it interesting. You don't want to force something on someone that they don't like. So a lot of what I found myself doing was creating a part of the business that was kind of suited for my daughters or for my husband. He does cybersecurity, so I had to make sure that that was something we offered as a service so he can as well make money and enjoy doing what he did as well. So it's been tough. Everyone doesn't understand all the time. We work as a unit. We work as one. It's the same exact principle I utilize in my household. You know, just because there's dishes in the sink doesn't mean that, you know, hey, anybody can pick them up. It's all, you know, free fall there. Anybody can wash them. It's okay. So I think practicing that mentality and raising my children that way brought me to where I'm at today, where I can run away from home, come to the office half the night, and at the very least, they won't miss me because they'll pop up here as well.
Great. Well, you know, as you were sharing the getting everyone involved, being supportive, thinking about, in a sense, a succession plan, and taking into account in the family unit the different strengths and perspectives, I think in a lot of ways Obiama has done that in crafting the weekend of empowerment herself. One of the things I found fascinating is that she's expecting more than 250 people to take part in the weekend in various ways, whether they're young people that are being sponsored by business owners or whether they're women who have attended past weekend of empowerment events or they're guests of speakers or friends of sponsors. It's really kind of fascinating that there are going to be so many people coming together the weekend of Friday, March 24th, Saturday, March 25th, and Sunday, March 26th at the Desmond Hotel and Conference Center in Malvern, PA. And if you are interested in registering, please do so at www.weekendofempowerment.eventbrite.com. Now, Jamila, I'm seeing a few texts from my friends, and they are really quite fascinated by your background, and they've asked me to ask you, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I do have a website, and my website is my name, which is JamilaLaurie.com, and I'll spell that out for everyone, which is JamilaLaurie.com. And if you can really go on there. My contact number is on there. You can schedule time. I do free consultations. I'm also located in Southwest Philadelphia. And we can set up some time to chat. I do 20-minute consultations just to make sure we're right for each other. So I do like to kind of meet my clients first to make sure that we're a good fit. I don't like to waste people's time. And if we hit it off, you know, we can kind of go from there. I'm not all about the money. I'm all about results. So if I put budgets up in the air. Of course, we all have to eat. We can, you know, go to work and make money, maintain. So it's not all about money. It's really about results. So if you have an issue and you want to reach out to me, I can chat via my website as well. So if you're not sure if you want to leave your info, just hit the chat box. It comes right to my phone because I'm a techie, and I'll
always. Okay, that makes total sense. So talk to me a little bit about this free consultation for 20 minutes. Why is it free? Because there may be some listeners that don't quite understand that concept.
Right. Well, it's free because I believe in giving people kind of an interview process. It's like going to a job interview. And I want to make sure that, one, I can help you, that I have the resources to be able to help you to understand you. I mean, honestly, we're talking about personality. So we have to make sure that we have a personality match. I don't like wasting people's time, and I'm not for everyone. And I get that, and I would hope that my clients did the same. You know, just out of respect, I say, hey, let's chat for 20 minutes. Let's talk a little bit. That networking, that conversation, I may have to point you in another direction, and I don't mind doing so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind getting you to the right person, the right coach that's going to be able to really help you, that's going to really understand your needs. So although I get tons of customers who say, hey, I want to, you know, work with you, I may not be right for you. You may need someone with more of a professional background, more of a clinical background, more of a therapeutic background, per se, opposed to, you know, what I have to offer. So I believe in really matching you up to the right person. So 20 minutes of my time is nothing, per se, to, you know, a long relationship that we may or may not have. So really getting you with me or getting you to the right person in my network is all worth that 20 minutes.
Excellent. And so we were talking earlier about the fact that you really provide a variety of services. And as we begin to wrap up this evening, would you just identify the variety of services that you offer and maybe kind of why you have that variety?
Okay. Well, I actually have a kind of a versatile background, I would say. And we have several services. So we have the technology aspect, and we have that because in order, of course, we start with the coaching. I'm sorry, I'm going to backtrack, and I'll do them in order. So we have the coaching, and the coaching and consulting really comes from getting people who have that idea. And once you have that idea in mind, you need to move forward with it. You have to move forward by getting the concept. And so we're able to help you with the technology part, the business part. So being a business consulting and a technology consultant, I'm able to actually either point you in the right direction or able to help you hands-on. So this way, like I said, my customers stay with me for years, Clinton, because I can offer those things. We have the business, we have the technology, and then we have the assessment for the largest small nonprofits who are working on contracts. We know the contracts. We have the HIPAA certification. My team makes sure that we're on top of those things to make sure that your business can properly succeed. We have the credit repair. We have the credit repair because 90% of the time you have to have that credit lined up in order to get your business started. So it was one of the things. I actually was a credit repair specialist at Consumer Credit Counseling for years, actually. And it was one of the things that I found to be the most valuable tool ever to be able to, you know, go and help someone clean up their credit and prepare them for, you know, a new job or for an entrepreneurship venture. So I put all those things together, and I call myself a consultant overall, so we're not, you know, kind of marketing tons of business out there, but I do have what can enable to build your package with just saying, hey, I'm going to be my consultant, and we'll build a package for my customers. So, therefore, they're getting what they need out of one person instead of kind of running around and spending a whole lot of unnecessary money.
Oh, well, that makes total sense. Jamila, it's been a pleasure talking with you, learning from you, hearing your passion about what you do and who you work with, and that wonderful backstory of how you and Obiama Martin met. I look forward to meeting with Persis on Saturday, March 25th. We'll both be there on Saturday. And certainly encourage folks that are listening to see Jamila live at the Weekend of Empowerment. And you'll want to register at www.weekendofempowerment.com. I'm sorry, .eventbrite.com. And if you want to get more information about Jamila and her business, Jamila, why don't you give your website one more time?
Okay, my website is JamilaLaurie.com. Again, that's JamilaLaurie.com.
Excellent. Well, it's about a wrap. We have finished up for this evening. 25 minutes or so of significant business results radio with significant entrepreneurs who are full of energy, passion, and content, and that can help you improve your life and your business. So, Janilla, thank you again for being a guest, and I look forward
Thanks
to seeing you soon. You're
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. So there you go, folks, significant business results. We look forward to seeing you in Malvern at the Desmond Hotel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in March. And if you haven't done so already, please make sure you check out Women Supporting Women Weekend of Empowerment.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.